Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Red Friday. Someone texted in, CDOT, I mean this with all due respect, but I don't think that Raiders fans are fans of the actual team. They're more fans of the brand and the image. I don't really know if that's a fair thing to say because they moved to a place that just doesn't really have an identity with the professional sports team. It's not a part of a community the way that it was. Like, if you've been to Oakland, you know how proud people are from Oakland to be from Oakland. Just like you're proud of being from Kansas City, just like people I imagine who are from Cleveland are very proud to be from Cleveland. When you've removed them from that place and now you've put them into a tourist attraction, that's where they play now. They play at a tourist attraction. If you're a team and you're planning on watching your team play in a road game, it's the easiest road game that you can go watch your team play. Vegas is the easiest place to take a vacation to. Cheap flights there all the time, plenty of hotel space. You don't need a car. Easy. You don't got to do much. So you go from removing the Raiders from a place that cared very deeply about them, where I do think the love of the football team, the brand, and the image all kind of came together. Now, what's the Raiders' brand? What's their image? I've been to Allegiant a couple of times, and they have this big, you've seen it, they have this big, you know, everlasting torch. That's kind of really symbolic. It's just the ghost of Al Davis and what they used to be just hangs over everything that they do now. Al Davis gave them an image, something to grab a hold to. Hey, we're the bad boys, the renegades of the league. The league doesn't like us. What's the Raiders' image now? They're not the dirty, hit you after the whistle team that they were when we were kids. They're just a bad football team, and they've been a bad football team for 20 years. They have one person that you even feel any kind of emotion towards. They have one person that you feel emotion towards. That's Max Crosby. And Max Crosby, I mean, he's not a bad player. I don't think he's a dirty player. He's a defensive lineman. Those guys got to play with the mean streak. They got to play with the nasty streak. You kind of know where that comes from. So I just think the Raiders are very blah. The Raiders used to be a thing back in the day. Maybe one day they'll be a thing. Things turn around in the National Football League, but I don't know what the Raiders' image is in 2025. I don't know what their brand represents in modern times. I know what it used to represent. That used to be a place you'd be afraid to go to a road game. You didn't want to sit in their fan section. Rob, how often or is there another group in the National Football League that their fans have a section and a name to it? That's not a thing in 2025. Those are things that are just lost from the Raiders and part of what made them such a special franchise. All right, Rob, I asked you for a homework assignment. I want to go through some of the historic rivalries that we have in sports, whether it's college or pros, and let's just play, are these rivalries better today or back in the day?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, Carrington, let's go through some of the iconic rivalries across the sports landscape. Full disclosure, these are the ones that people talk about. I'm not going deep, you know, deep, hardcore. Oh, can you believe Vikings and Packers didn't make it? No one talks about Vikings and Packers. Let's start with the biggest rivalry maybe in all of sports, and it starts in college basketball. No, I'm not talking about Darren Peterson versus the Haters. I am talking about North Carolina and Duke basketball, Carrington. Was that rivalry better today or back in the day?
I mean, back in the day, just because of the simple fact of we used to know players on both of the teams. Rob, there was a point in your life where you knew the starters on both of these teams, all 10 players. We were talking about 7 of these guys were going to play in the NBA, and the 3 that weren't going to play in the NBA, they were going to be all-time college players that you hated. That's not the case today. Rob, other than Kyan Evans, who's a player on North Carolina?
I
only know Kyan Evans because he went to high school 25 minutes away from where you went to high school.
I have no idea another player on Carolina.
See what I mean? Back in the day, you used to know Jerry Stackhouse, Antoine Jamison, Tyler Hansborough, Sean May, Rashad McCants. You don't know anybody on these teams. Every college basketball rivalry was better back in the day than it is today.
To be fair,
every single one.
Outside of the Boozer Twins, can you name a Duke player? I can name one. Malik Brown.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
who returned this year. He was the only guy. All right, Karen, to continue looking at rivalries and are they better of yesteryear or today, let's stick in basketball. Let's go to the pro game, though. Lakers and Celtics, better yesteryear or today?
That's a good question. I'm going to go with yesteryear only because that rivalry is great because we saw them play in so many great NBA finals. Like, that's where the rivalry really comes from. I mean, either Bird or Magic played in every finals in the 80s. Think about that. Every finals that we had in the 80s, it either included Magic Johnson or it included Larry Bird. That's not the case today. Now, if the Lakers and Celtics ended up playing each other, it would be a big deal. Remember, that happened when Kobe was a Laker. He ended up playing the Celtics in a championship, and that was a really big deal that he ended up playing the Celtics in a championship. But I'm just going to go with no yesteryear just because those two, like, we're not talking about 1-2 every year, those guys. It's not like it was Cleveland and Golden State in the mid-2010s where you knew every year at the beginning of the season, best team in the Western Conference, best team in the Eastern Conference, they're going to meet up.
I will say, as I was putting this thing together, I did not count Cleveland and Golden State as a rivalry because
it was
a finals thing.
I'm saying that's how the
correct.
Lakers and Celtics used to be there. That was a 4-year stretch of why we even have the NBA regular season. Let's just fast forward to we know who's going to be in the finals.
I also, you can answer if you want, I did not put Bulls and Knicks on this list because I feel like that's an obvious yesteryear. Do people still care about Bulls and Knicks? Like, that's a no thank you, moving on.
That was just a Michael Jordan.
That's
a little different.
Michael Jordan versus people that hated losing to Michael Jordan.
That was just a Michael Jordan.
All right, Carrington, let's pivot now to college football. Was Ohio State Michigan better back in the day, or is Ohio State Michigan better today when you watch that game?
You know what? I'm going to argue that I think it's the exact same. I actually don't think that it's really changed. I think the fact that last year Ohio State won the national championship but didn't beat Michigan, where In every other version of college football, Ohio State is ineligible for winning the championship because they lost that game. That Michigan can kind of go around and say, sure, you guys won the national championship, but you guys still couldn't beat us. The fact that Michigan has dominated them these last handful of years, you had Harbaugh, the quotes that he would say about Ryan Day, even this season, we look at Ohio State like they could maybe be the best team in college football. They might not win the Big Ten because potentially they could lose to Michigan. So I actually think this rivalry is unchanged. I think this rivalry matters the same in 2025 that it did in 1995.
One last college football one before we move away from that sport. One that was hotly contested as a topic on national sports shows recently. Oklahoma-Texas, Carrington, is the Red River rivalry better now or back in the day?
I'm only going to argue it was better back in the day because both of the teams were better. You remember, in those early 2000s, Oklahoma was the best team. Texas might have been the second best team. And you knew that game was going to be physical. When you think about some of the great defensive players, some of the great quarterbacks, two iconic coaches with Stoops and Mack Brown. Yeah, that early 2000s from like 99 to like 2007, the Red River rivalry was maybe the best game in college football on a year-in, year-out basis. So I'm going to go back in the day just because Oklahoma's not the same program they were in 2000. Neither is Texas. They've been very good. They made the playoff last year. But Texas, in my opinion, they don't carry that same cachet that they did back in 2005 with old Colt McCoy as the gunslinger. What's a perfect name for a college quarterback? Colt McCoy.
That conversation heated up when I believe it was either Michael Wilbon or Tony Kornheiser on PTI said no one cared about that game anymore. So I was curious to get your opinion. All right, Carrington, let's pivot to Major League Baseball. Games used to last 17 hours between these rivals. I'm talking, of course, about Yankees and Red Sox back in the day or now.
Yeah, I mean, this is another one of those back in the day. Used to know people on both teams. No, this is a back in the day for both of those. Great rivalries. You are right. Those games used to take 4.5, 5 hours. Why are we still playing baseball at this point? You remember whenever Pedro Martinez knocked Don Zimmer down? Remember that? He was running at him, and he just grabbed his head and slung him to the ground. An old Irish takedown. That was much better back in the day. There was a point where that was maybe the best rivalry in all of sports. There was a short period of time where that was the case. We had Schilling with the bloody sock, the comeback, breaking the curse of the Bambino. Yeah, no, there was a time where this was the biggest rivalry in sports.
I feel like the average sports fan might know the Red Sox and Yankees played in the postseason this year.
No, you don't know it like how it was back then.
But back in the day, it was like I didn't care about the Red Sox or the Yankees, but watching that series was near appointment television. The down 3-0 to break. Oh, it was much, much better back in the day. All right, Carrington, our final one heads back to the NFL. I'm talking not about Chiefs and Raiders, but another rivalry born out of success. Let's head to the NFC. Is Niners and Cowboys better now or back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day, the Cowboys are trash. Back in the day, I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm done.
You just told me that the Cowboys are interesting. You know, keep an eye on the Cowboys.
Hold on. Interesting and in the middle of a dynasty are two different things. Yes, the Cowboys are interesting. Like, if the Cowboys were on, I'd watch them. They're entertaining. Their offense can score. They're going to give up a lot of points. I mean, the games are going to be good. They're going to be close. They're going to be fun. I'm not going back to Niners-Cowboys, especially after watching that documentary. I mean, you talk about the great players on both teams. I mean, Irvin, Aikman, Charles Haley, Dion on both teams, Steve Young. What are we talking about on this team? Not at all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.